Welcome, everybody, to the Jefferson County Podcast for the People. I'm your host today, Helen Hayes. I'm the Director of Public Information for Jefferson County. And with me today, I have Gaynell Hendricks, who is our tax assessor. And Gaynell, we have a pretty hot topic today. Put some information from your office out in our social media channels, and we've been getting a lot of questions about this additional tax exemption for people over 65. Tell me a little bit about what is this new exemption and what does it do?
Okay, thank you so much, Helen. And I like the way you phrase that, the additional tax exemption, because it is an additional exemption. It's not in place of the existing over 65 exemption I think everybody's pretty familiar with. This is a what we call a special senior property tax exemption. This was passed in the legislature a few months ago, and we voted on it in November, and it became law almost immediately. And what this special senior exemption does, it's a full exemption for anyone that's over the age of 65. And what it does, it freezes the value of your property taxes for the year that is claimed. And when you freeze the value, you're freezing the taxes that you pay as well. If your taxes are $1,000 this year for your home, it could go up to $1,200 next year or $1,300 or whatever. But if you have this senior property tax exemption already applied for and you've registered for it, your taxes will remain at $1,000 a year. So it will not go up. Now, the value of your property can raise, you know, will automatically go up. But the value of the assessed value at the time you claim it, that is the value that it will remain at. And you can do more budgeting because you know that your property taxes are going to remain the same.
Well, and property taxes were, you know, because it was a hot real estate market, that was a very big deal. You know,
Oh, yeah. It really was. And it also is going to help those with your mortgages. You know, your mortgage, if you have your taxes taken out of your mortgage payment or added into your mortgage payment, that fluctuates. But right. This way, you know, it's going to be a certain amount every year. It's the amount that it was assessed at the time you claimed the exemption. So it's a wonderful opportunity for our seniors to take advantage of.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that explains this additional new exemption. Now, how does that differ from the over 65 exemption that was already in place?
It's a totally different exemption. And you don't have to take this exemption if you don't like. You don't have to, but I would advise most to do it if they choose to. The over 65 exemption will remain. It's there. You will have two exemptions. The over 65 is for property owners who are over the age of 65 and meet income required. Well, you're automatically, once you get the age of 65 and apply, you get that over 65 exemption. The amount of the exemption can fluctuate a little bit based on your income. So that's still there. Many people have it. You will keep it. These are two separate exemptions. This, again, is called the Special Senior Property Tax Exemption.
So how do people apply for either one? Do they have to come into the office, right?
They do. For every exemption, you have to initially come in person. That's just a state law. But after you apply initially, we can do it online. Okay. But the initial application for any exemption has to be in person. So you have to come to our office or one of our satellite offices and fill out the little short one-page application. We have a lot of the information in our computer system. So when you come, we'll already be able to pull up your information and verify that you've lived in your home for at least 5 years. That's one of the requirements, is that you live in that home you've lived in that home for at least 5 consecutive years. So we'll have most of that information already on file for your property.
So what do people need to bring with them when they come?
All they need is their driver's license. We will have information on our files as far as the deed and how it's recorded and all of that, but it has to be deeded in the name of the person that's claiming the exemption. It could be a husband and wife. He may be 70, she may be 55, but he's eligible because he's also on the deed. So all we really need is a copy of your driver's license, yes.
And now some people I know have been talking online about having to bring in a tax return. Why would somebody ever need to bring in a tax return.
Now, they will, that's for the regular over 65 exemption.
Okay.
Okay. That's because that is also based on income, the amount of your exemption. You're going to get a basic exemption because you're over the age of 65, but there are other exemptions or fees that can be reduced based on your income.
Okay.
So that's why you need that. But for this particular property tax exemption, there is no need to bring in a tax return because it's not income based. It's just if you are over the age of 65, you are the deed is in your name or you're listed on the deed and you've lived in your home for at least 5 years. That's the only requirement that you have for this.
Well, that's fabulous. And that's pretty simple. So thank you for that. And thank you for clarifying all that information. So where can people go to get more information?
Okay. Information is on our website. And I think you will provide that information on this podcast.
Yes.
You can just walk on down to or drive to the courthouse. We have the applications there. We're not mailing them out, but I found that many groups have them, senior citizens groups have them, have made copies and have them on file, have them on hand for their participants on site. So, but if not, you can just look on our website, you can print it out, or you can just come down without it. And we have them there.
Okay.
It's just a one-page application that is very short with a few questions, and we'll take it from there.
Well, this is great information. Thank you for clarifying a lot of this. We really appreciate it. And we hope you'll join us again sometime on this podcast.
Oh, I'd love
to. Talk about other exemptions or some other things that people need to know about.
I would love to. There's so many things that people are overlooking that are a benefit to them. One of the things that we found out is that when so many of our taxpayers, property taxpayers, came in to fill out for the senior property tax exemption, they hadn't even filled out the application or applied for the over 65. And they may be 75 years old or so. So they've missed some years of having a reduced property tax. So, you know, I'd love to come back and talk about all of the various exemptions that are available to our taxpayers in Jefferson County.
Well, thanks, Gainelle. I really appreciate your time. And the deadline for this, though, is April 30th for this year, right?
For this year. Now, it happens every year. You can claim this exemption every year. But this year, if you want to lock in this year's value, normally you have until the end of the year to do it. October 1, the end of the year, maybe in December is really our cutoff. But the state allowed us to extend that period until April 30th because we were late getting the information out to everyone. So we wanted to give people enough time to claim it for this year. If you miss it this year, you can claim it for the next year.
Great, great. Once again, thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for listening to the Jefferson County Podcast for the People. If you have topics or questions and things you want to hear about from the county, please feel free to email me. My email address is Hayes, H-A-Y-S-H, @jccal.org. And we will see you next time on the Jefferson County Podcast for the People.
Thank you.